Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, I hope you're good. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I just hope you are having a good old time. That's exactly what I'm going to do for the next 4 hours. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, all you have to do is ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. I might be in Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he's holding it down for us in New York City. On the East Coast, it's 6 o'clock. On the West Coast, it's 3 Pacific. And I got to tell you this, the Major League Baseball trade deadline, at this exact moment, it has come and it has gone. Give you an update on some of the trades that have already taken place this afternoon. I mean, we've had quite a few trades that have taken place over the past few days. And then, I mean, if you're a fan of the White Sox or the Marlins, I don't know, what do you call this, doomsday, I guess? If you're a Marlins fan, you're probably used to this since their inception. Marlins win, and then they trade everybody. Marlins lose, and then they trade everybody. Miami Marlins might as well just be like a farm system for all of Major League Baseball. Anyway, we'll tell you about a few of the trades in a few minutes. And we've had a busy day outside of the trade deadline, just coming and passing about a minute ago. Big news in the Olympics over in France. Team USA Gymnastics, the women, they went out there and won some team gold. Congratulations. We'll get into that. We had a Team USA actually lose in basketball today. 3-on-3 basketball, the women lost to Germany. Yeah, Americans are not ever supposed to lose in basketball, right? Never, of course not. Never, never. The biggest fighting in an NFL training camp today was between a member of the media, a radio host, and then also an NFL player. Nobody got beat up, but it was a nice little verbal back and forth. We'll get into that. Also, if you were looking forward to a little bit of action on the football field on Thursday's Hall of Fame game, don't expect it. Not from the Bears, at least. They're not going to play any starters. You know what that means? Don't expect to see Caleb Williams out on that field. Someone else not on the field, totally unrelated to the Bears? Matt Judon. He's with the Patriots. He wants some money. He's like, this team sucks. We got money. Why are they not paying me? We'll get into that. John Elway is trying to understand why he did not select the current Buffalo Bills quarterback, Josh Allen, when he had the chance. Antonio Pierce is sick of looking at his quarterbacks. He didn't say that. I did. Gerard Mayo, he hasn't heard from Bill Belichick a lot. Why would he, right? Belichick got the boots. What's he going to do, give him advice? I highly doubt it. So we got a lot to get into. We have a lot to discuss. If you want to be a part of the show, it's real simple. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. Before I utter another word, another phrase, before I say anything else, super producer and host Ryan Hickey, how you doing, man? You good?
I am doing well today, JR. Just a good day, watching some Olympics, watching the U.S. kick some ass, win some gold. And my day got better because I was not in the line of fire by a 300-pound defensive lineman that probably would crush me in half. What are you doing if Jeffrey Simmons started calling you out and saying some derogatory names towards you? You running?
Am I running? No, I ain't running from nobody, man.
Tough guy. Okay.
What am I running for?
Your life?
Nah, not my life. He's going to kill me? He's going to kill me in front of at a media event? He's going to kill me? He's going to lay me out?
He sounded pretty angry, you know? Tensions fly if you say the wrong thing. I mean, who knows, you know? Fists fly, you're losing that every time. Everyone's losing that battle.
Yeah, not my bank
against
account.
Jeffrey Simmons.
Not my bank account. Nope. Not my bank account. I'm not worried about nobody hitting me. Not at all.
I guess if they do, you're the real winner, right?
Yeah, well, listen, he'd be the loser, I'd be the winner, absolutely.
That's
true. We got to trade. Hickey, I feel like I was going to give my own sports center theme, but that'd be copyright infringement, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would not be good. I don't want to get sued today.
Yeah, let's not. Yeah, well, we want to do the suing. We don't want to get sued. Hey, how about this? The Dodgers, with all their starting pitchers that have basically hit the toilet over the past year and a half, they have acquired Jack Flaherty from the Tigers. So congratulations. The Dodgers, which every pitcher, whether it's Gonsolin or Kershaw, we can just go down the list. The guy that they gave a bajillion dollars to, never pitched in the majors, Yoshinobu Yamamoto. I mean, this guy got a busted up shoulder. Walker Buehler is cooked. And Tyler Glasnow could never pitch past 150 innings. It's just, Hickey, can you pitch the Dodgers? It may not be too late for you to join them.
I know. Oh, I can pitch all right. Pitch poorly, but I'll pitch.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you innings.
What does that fastball look like? What are you talking about? 40, 50, 60, 70?
I think I can maybe touch like 66.
Oh, okay. Wow. Maybe. All right.
Consistently, no, but you know, for two pitches, and then I'll get tired out. And then every pitch, I'll just call a changeup after that.
Two pitches. Okay. You ever consider maybe knuckleball? A little...
I forgot what pitcher was, like, you know, one of those position players this week. They're throwing like an Ephus.
He threw a 33-mile-per-hour ball, didn't
I could
he?
Do that. And look, if you're used to 100 miles an hour coming at you, maybe you can't hit the 33-mile-an-hour Ephus.
Yeah, some poor-ass team is just like, hey, let's just run out the what do they call a utility infielder and see what he could do. He's just like, whatever. He's throwing garbage out there. Was it 33 miles per hour? It was something like that. He lofted the ball. He didn't throw it. He lofted it.
It was like slow pitch softball.
Yeah. Now, I could have done that. I saw a stiffer competition in Bernie's game on Saturday, okay? But the Major League Baseball trade deadline has come and gone, all right? Hickey and I, we were not traded. We were still here because we're not Major League Baseball players. And I just told you about Flaherty going to the Dodgers, who desperately need pitching. Here in Georgia, I guess I shrug my shoulders. Jorge Soler is back along with Luke Jackson because everybody on the Braves is basically hurt as well. The Padres, I feel like they're always trying to go for it. Remember, they got Josh Hader, and then they traded for Soto, and then Soto was gone, and Hader is gone. He's now in Houston. And so today the Padres, they trade with the Marlins, and they bring in Tanner Scott. And the Marlins are just always trading everybody. I mean, they sent Arias out to the Padres. I mean, this past weekend, and the last week, Saturday, Jazz Chisholm goes from the Marlins to the New York Yankees. And it's just like, this should not even be legal. It is, but why are the Marlins a farm system for the rest of Major League Baseball? Why? And Jazz Chisholm hit two home runs for the Yankees yesterday. I'm pretty sure this is like going from the outhouse to the penthouse. Okay? A matter of fact, Jazz Chisholm, a former Marlin. I feel like everybody worth a damn is always a former Marlin. Jazz is like, yeah, I love being a Yankee.
I mean, it's super exciting. I mean, who doesn't want to come over and help a playoff contending team win? You know, these guys have been welcoming me with open arms, and I can't do much more except go out there and play my best.
What else is he? Yeah, just don't say anything crazy. People would appreciate that, too, and I think he will. Because Aaron Judge will come over to his locker and probably rough him up in a polite way, because Aaron Judge is a gentleman. Anyway, Aaron Judge says, oh, this guy's good, stealing bases. Every now and then he got picked off, but he's good. He's hitting home runs, too.
Yeah, that's kind of like what we thought. You know, the dynamic player that, that first ball gets hit to him there and turns a sweet double play and then gets another chance to do it. And, you know, then even late in the game, he just stops a for sure double down the line. You know, just even getting a chance to knock down that ball is huge. And then, you know, we see what he does offensively. It's impressive, man. It's fun to watch. He's electric. You know, he's excited to be here. He's having fun. So he's definitely making a big impact so far.
Man, it's crazy how baseball has so many haves, and then they still got the have-nots. I feel like the entire Marlins existence has been just to feed players to other teams. Come on now. At least they're not the White Sox this year, right? Hickey, they not a shock, not a newsflash. They lost again last night. They did 15 games in a row. Who's sitting down? Who watches this? Do people in Chicago, are they bored? Like, who watches this?
That's a great question. That should be kind of like one of those like FBI lists. Like, if you're watching White Sox games at this point intently, something's off. You can't be.
You're sitting in a dark room, clipping out newspaper clippings with glue. You got, anonymous faces stapled up on your wall. It's Cheetos in the bed. You got on flannel pajamas that haven't been washed in 3 months. Is this who's watching White Sox games?
Has to be. Because no one in their sane mind is sitting down and watching this team. Like, why ruin your night?
A day, a night, it don't matter when they're playing. They just, they're pathetic. Yesterday, they lost to the Royals 8-5. They're back in action 2 hours from now. If you're going to watch the White Sox, shame on you. 15 losses in a row. 15. They now have an amazing record for a loser at 27-82. They got a guy, a starting pitcher, who they were not able to trade in Garrett Crochet because he said, listen, anybody who trades for me, I need a new contract. And so the White Sox are not only are they screwing, have they screwed themselves? This is a White Sox team that's getting screwed by its own players. You can't make this stuff up. And so last night, their former manager, someone who actually remembers what it feels like to win, Ozzie Guillen, he was on NBC Sports Chicago. And he basically said, why would anybody want to trade for any of our players when we suck?
Right now, you're just going to. I thought of the trader because I don't know, for some reason, some players out there, they think they're going to get traded. They're like, no, a couple guys making...
they've made comments.
Comment about they want to trade. Who warned you? For real.
Yeah, who wants you? Nobody. Who wants you? Nobody. You know what they need? They need him as the manager again. That's what they need. And I don't know what day we talked about it. Maybe it was last night. We know all we need to know about the White Sox because of their owner, the man who wanted to hire a retired Hall of Famer to run the team, and the guy literally fell asleep at work. Man fell asleep at the job, during the job, for cameras and video to see. He fell asleep at work. If I feel bad for a fan base, and Hickey, I don't know. Maybe this is pushing it. We might have a top six list for tomorrow. Man, Marlins, White Sox, A's. Can there be a more miserable fan base in Major League Baseball? Did I nail the top three? Am I missing anybody?
No, you nailed it. Yeah, for different reasons, you are spot on.
Angels not too far behind,
No, you're right. Top five for sure.
Angels not far behind. I think everybody else has a a little bit of room and reason for optimism. Wild stuff. And here's the other deal. I'm not going to run through all the trades. I see the Yankees also got Al Leiter's son, which is good for them. Nice. They get a little bullpen help. When it comes down to these trades, you never know, especially with the pitchers. You don't know what this guy, whoever the hell he is, whoever the guy is, like Luke Jackson, this guy got an ERA above 4. His ERA is like 4.5, 5. What the hell is he going to do back with the Braves? Is he going to help hold down the bullpen for the Braves, or is he going to suck like before he got here? Like, that's the thing. I feel like we got baseball players. There's no consistency. Either real good or you're real bad. And it goes for the batters as well. It's feast or it's famine. It's all or it's nothing. The pitching, I guess, is so damn good. Even the pitchers are extremely great. Well, they're awful. Gone are the days where you can actually say, hey, we traded for a guy, and you have an idea of what he's going to give you. Unless he's just going to stink. Hey, congratulations to the Padres. At least they're going for it again. Bringing in Tanner Scott from the Marlins. This guy's ERA is barely an inch above 1. When he gets to the Padres, maybe he'll suck. Who knows? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. No, I did not get traded. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. And you know what? Major League Baseball trade deadline has come. It's gone. No gigantic name was traded. But we're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, we're not going to talk about anybody being traded. This next guy is not going to be traded. We're going to have a conversation with Jarrett Bell from USA Today. He just spoke to Patrick Mahomes about his contract and other people's contracts and the money that people are making. We're going to talk some football. We're going to go around the world and get into training camp. Jarrett Bell is joining us from USA Today on the other side of the break. We're just getting started. We're just getting warmed up. I'm out of the bullpen. I'm getting ready to start. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, a lot's going on in Major League Baseball. Guys are getting traded left and right. People are trying to go on World Series runs. We'll get into that. But also right now going on for the next several weeks, NFL training camps. I mean, sheesh, give it a few days. We got the Hall of Fame game. Got a lot of news. People who want contracts, people who want deals, quarterback competitions. We got a lot going on. And who better to talk to than Jarrett Bell, NFL columnist for USA Today. Jarrett, thank you for taking the time and joining us.
Hey, what's happening, JR? Are you taking a break from the Olympics, huh?
Hey, listen, I watch people do the backflips. I don't do it. I just watch.
Man, I'm telling you, I have so much respect for the people that can do some of the things that they do with their bodies. You're right. It is incredible, and we have to sit back and say, I cannot do that if I try.
Listen, I enjoy it every 4 years, you know, so
yeah,
give me another 4 in Los Angeles, and maybe I'll see it in person. We'll get there.
Yeah, man, that's something to look forward to.
But, Jarrett, you've been quite busy. I want to get into your conversation you had a few days ago with Patrick Mahomes. I also know today you were keeping busy with the Steelers up in the Steel City and having a chance to see what's going on with Mr. Wilson and then also Fields. What is that situation looking like in Pittsburgh right now?
Well, Russell practiced today. They put the pads on for the first time today, and Russell Wilson was a participant. So when they opened camp, they had the conditioning drill, which, you know, everybody does, and he strained a calf or something, right? So he hadn't been practicing much, and they're not alarmed. He was back on the field today. He threw a really nice touchdown to George Pickens. So George Pickens may be his Cortland Sutton this year, man. But it was a sweet little throw in the red zone that got a touchdown. But Justin Fields has been, you know, getting his reps. And, you know, I couldn't tell but so much from one day at practice, but I was talking to one of the Steelers reporters about Justin Fields, and he said, you know, he looks great on, you know, four or five plays, and then see another play or two, and you go, hey, wait a minute, what was he doing? What was he thinking? So I think you could say that about a lot of young quarterbacks, and so it'll be interesting just to kind of see his progress. But Russell, yeah, just excited to see, and this is going to go on for a while, really, into the season if he can stay healthy, just to see if he's able to, you know, reestablish himself as a, you know, as a major player. But not a good way to start when you pull a calf in a conditioning deal. But they like him, man. They said that, you know, his work ethic has been, you know, exemplary, as we've heard before in other places.
And without a shadow of a doubt, you can expect that from Russell Wilson. Jared, your thoughts on Fields. Are we going to see him in gimmicks every now and then? Are they going to use him closer in the red zone? What do you think they're going to do?
Well, it would just be conjecture and thinking. It would be guessing, right? I talked to Arthur Smith today, the offensive coordinator, who was, you know, was the old Falcons coach, and I think this is a good spot for him to kind of reestablish himself. So think about this, JR. You got Russell Wilson, who got kicked to the curb by the Broncos. You got Justin Fields, who was essentially kicked to the curb and traded from the Bears. And you got Arthur Smith, who was fired as the Falcons coach when he didn't have a quarterback, right? And these guys are trying to put it together, right? So they all kind of have this chip on their shoulder. If you listen to Mike Tomlin talk about it, that, you know, you kind of got some people that have some stuff to prove. But to your point, to your question, you know, they're going to be coy about it, so they're not really revealing their hands on whether they'll do that. But I will say that when I was watching the goal line drill today, they were probably at like the 5 or 7 yard line or something like that. And Justin Fields did like a quarterback keep, you know, off the edge, and nobody could catch him.
No, I bet.
Yeah, so that was sweet. So if you talk about situations that you can put him in, and, you know, Russell Wilson is a mobile guy, but he's not as fast as Justin Fields. So I think, you know, there's always that prospect, you know. A few years ago, when the Patriots got Tim Tebow, right, and they had Tom Brady, of course, and there was the question of just what you said. Hey, just use Tebow in some packages, right, as an athlete and run and that sort of thing? But the question became, and it never happened in New England, but, you know, the rationale was, why would you take the ball out of Tom Brady's hands just for, you know, a gimmick if you bring somebody in? So I think that same sort of thinking might apply here if Russell Wilson is playing at an A level, right? If he's not, then that becomes a more legitimate question. So, you know, we'll see.
We'll see how that goes. We're being joined by Jared Bell from USA Today. But someone who doesn't have to have that worry at all for the next forever is Patrick Mahomes. And you had a widely distributed interview with Patrick a few days ago, taking a look at so many of the other contracts that have been distributed to some of these other lesser quarterbacks, less accomplished quarterbacks, whether it's a Trevor Lawrence or a Joe Burrow at this point or stage. We know Jordan Love got his deal. Based on your conversation with Patrick, he's real comfortable with what things are or where they're at. When do you think he might get that big deal, that next deal? Are we talking 3-4 years from now? How long is he going to kind of sit around with the current restructuring situation?
Yeah, because they just restructured last year. But I think that the way it looks right now from what they did in the restructure, like the 4-year average from this point on, is at like $53 million on the average, right? So that's, you know, you look at these contracts and you say, okay, in Mahomes' case, it was 10 years at $450 million, which was a mega contract when he signed it, and still is, right? It averaged $45 million a year at that point. Well, these deals, as you mentioned, a few of them have come in, and then when you look at the average per year, there it's not there. But if you take the restructure that Mahomes got, and then say, well, what is that average over 4 years? So that's the clue, right, for like, just to your question. When did they go back? Now, here's the other thing, JR, to remember. You know, the salary cap is going to keep going up, right? And there's going to be some other quarterbacks that are going to get deals, you know, in the next year or so. We know Dak Prescott, even though he can't do it in the playoffs, really helps Patrick Mahomes' negotiating position, right? How can you give Dak Prescott $55 million, $60 million, or whatever that number is going to be? And, you know, he doesn't get it done in the playoffs. So all of that to say, the cap's going to keep going up, and the NFL revenues kind of go in line with that. And they're talking about opting out of this TV deal, right? Now, that may not happen for a couple more years, but it's definitely on the NFL's agenda to do that, okay? Let's not make any bones about whether it's going to happen. I think it's a matter of when it's going to happen. And you've got all these other players involved, like Netflix and, you know, Amazon, some of the streaming services, and others that we don't even know to say right now, right? And so I say all that to say the money's going to just get so much bigger. So if you're Patrick Mahomes, you're still young, and from what he told me, much like Tom Brady said years ago with the Patriots, is that, you know, I don't need to make all the money. We need to be able to have enough money cap-wise to keep some of our key guys. And they couldn't keep Tyreek Hill, but, boy, Xavier Worthy, the number one pick, he looks good. The couple of days I saw him in practice, and I mean that. But they were able to keep Chris Jones, make him the highest-paid defensive tackle. They were able to extend Travis Kelce again, and he's the highest-paid tight end for average salary. So, you know, if you're Mahomes, you want to be able to see your team stock your supporting cast. And so that's part of his thinking. And then, like I said, when they restructure, his four-year average is still over $50 million. It's 53 and some change. So, anyway. But, you know, I'm glad I got him, because the deal with Tua and with J-Love just came down over the weekend. And, you know, it was just my – you know, fortunate timing to be able to have something arranged to see him over the weekend. And that was obviously one of the talking points. I'll have some more from Patrick Mahomes coming, you know, as we head towards the season.
Amazing. Jarrett Bell is joining us here from USA Today. You had that conversation with Patrick Mahomes. You talk about Xavier Worthy, the speedster out of Texas, who they've just added. We know about the championship that they just won against the Niners. We know the money keeps going up and up and up. The team that they beat, the 49ers, it looks like they have some financial issues they need to work out sooner than later. What do they do with Brandon Ayuk? Is he sticking around for another year or two? You know, what is Brock Purdy's deal going to look like? Would you say that the 49ers are still their biggest competition, or the next best team in the NFL behind the Chiefs?
I mean, you couldn't go wrong saying that about the 49ers, but think about it this way. There's always, you know, like four or five teams in the NFL that you know are good, right? And depending on how things go, they could make it to the Super Bowl. And then there's four or five teams that you know are crappy, and they're just not going to be any good, and it's going to take them a while to build, and they may still be bad 3 years from now, right? And then there's like 20 teams in the middle that, depending on, you know, how some of their moves worked out, rookies, injuries, you know, even, you know, the break in the schedule when you play certain, that they can end up making a playoff run. So all that to say, yeah, the 49ers are in that upper echelon. But think about this with the Chiefs there. I mean, they were underdogs in the AFC Championship game at Baltimore, right? So Baltimore had everything lined up to, you know, to knock them off. And Buffalo had, you know, the chance to knock them off. And Cincinnati has beaten them before in the playoffs. So, you know, that's competition, right? So before you can even really worry about the 49ers as being your main competition, you look at some of those AFC teams and think, okay, there's still some work to be done there in terms of, you know, proving ourselves. And they're up to the task, because one of the things that we saw from the Chiefs last year, in addition to going to win on the road in the playoffs as underdogs, was the style of play. You know, they were not as explosive as they had been. Travis Kelce wasn't even as explosive, but boy, did he come through down the stretch and in the playoffs, and he was the same old Travis Kelce. But for much of the season, he wasn't that dominant player. Mahomes, you know, his receivers corps, you know, receiver corp was dropping passes and all that. But the defense really kept them in so many games.
Right.
And then by the end of the season, they got that championship experience, that mojo, that know-how, you know, just that resilience and all of that. So I think they were able to lean on that as well and win as underdogs. So they'll still have all those things, right? And if they get this speed dimension worked out with the deep passing game with Worthy and Hollywood Brown, who also looked pretty good in a couple of days I saw him, I mean, that's a dimension that is just going to make them just so much more dangerous. So the 49ers, the top competition, I don't know. I need a little bit more time to see that, because, you know, you think about the Eagles, but we'll see if they can rebound, or if the Packers are ready to take that.
Okay.
You know, that at the Detroit Lions, heck, they were winning in the championship. You know, so all that stuff, you know, there's going to be several teams that are going to be making their, you know, their play. But, yeah, you still got to knock off the champs to be the champs. So I think they'll have a chance. But, you know, we haven't seen a three-peat, like, ever.
Well, I'll say this, Jared, and I say it to absolutely be flippant. No mention of the Cowboys, huh?
Yeah, I've been thinking about the Cowboys. I can't quite go there yet, but maybe they'll win the NFC East again. But you know, I was at that playoff game against Green Bay, and that's why I haven't mentioned the Cowboys, because even with the people that they have that you know are, you know, big time players, Prescott. And you can talk about his playoff stuff all you want, but I mean, still, you know, Prescott, CD Lamb, Micah Parsons. I mean, how many sacks did Micah Parsons have he had in the playoffs? We talk about Dak all the time. Parsons is another guy who is a tremendous ball player, but things like when the playoffs come around, he's not as tremendous. So, the Cowboys, I think, you know, when you talk about the talent and the talent at certain positions, they still rank up there. But, shoot, I think you talk about the 49ers. I think the Cowboys still have to figure out a way to beat the 49ers, man. But, anyway.
Yeah, they got a lot of teams they got to knock off. They're going to have to go on a revenge tour if they're going to turn things around.
That's a good way of looking at it. Hey. I don't know if that's going to get them more motivated. They need something, man.
Yeah, I think they might need a new owner, but that may not happen no time soon.
Nah, that ain't going to happen. Just come on, man.
that's not going to happen.
That's
hey,
not reality. So let's talk about what he does and what the people do there. But, you know, and I'm not trying to carry water for Jerry, but I mean, shoot. If you paid $150 million for a franchise 30-something years ago and now it's worth like $9 billion, I think it stays in the family.
Oh, yeah. Genius marketer. Some of them football decisions, but below him and underneath, we'll see. We'll see.
It's crazy, JR, because if you look at the Cowboys and some of the talent that they've had over many years, I mean, going back to, you know, we know the Super Bowl years, but since then, I mean, when you talk about, you know, shoot, DeMarcus Ware was there. Tony Romo was really, you know, good. And then, you know, the guys they have on the team now that, you know, we just mentioned some of their top players. So, you know, it's not been because of lack of talent, but, you know, I think it's like you said, some of the other, you know, other components. And I think that's going to be one of the key storylines, obviously, going into this year for the Cowboys is, you know, Mike McCarthy, you know, on a lame duck, you know, situation, right? And that's going to be major pressure.
Oh yeah.
You know, as the season goes on, especially depending on how the season flows too.
Yeah, this is Dallas Cowboys are like a living edition of the Hunger Games. We'll see what things look like at the beginning of January. Hey, just the facts. Hey, Jared, thank you so much for the time. Where can people follow you? Read all your work with USA Today. Where can people keep up?
Yeah, man, USATodday.com. And then I'm on Twitter and at Jared Bell. And those are probably the best places. And I'm not as active on social media as a lot of my colleagues. But if you look for me, you can find me.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad we found you right here on the radio with us, sharing the insight, especially the great article and conversation you had with Patrick Mahomes. Looking forward to reading more of that. Jared, thank you so much for the time, and safe travels around, okay?
Okay, Jared. Take care. Yep.
No doubt about it. That Jared Bell, covering all things NFL, NFL columnist for USA Today. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Major League Baseball trade deadline, it came and went about 40 minutes ago. We got some new faces who will be in some new places to get an update on what's going on. And we'll get into more on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Jared Bell from USA Today for joining us in the last break. He just had a big, big chat with Patrick Mahomes, his contract, how he feels about some of these other deals that have been handed out to other quarterbacks across the league. I encourage you to go check out Jared Bell from USA Today. We also had a chance to talk about the Cowboys, the 49ers, and just thank you to Jared. If you missed a conversation, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you again to Jared Bell. Now, that was a great conversation. I appreciate that. One thing that I am not happy about is going to take place 2 days from now. One thing that I'm not happy about is the fact that the Texans are going to take on the Bears at the NFL's annual Hall of Fame game up in Canton, Ohio. But one thing that we will not see that is leaving me disappointed, I guess I got to wait a little bit longer, is Caleb Williams on a football field. The number one overall draft pick by the Chicago Bears. The quarterback who the Bears are hoping changes their fortunes and their future. Hopefully the best quarterback that they will ever have in their history is not going to play. You're going to have to wait, folks. You want to know why we got the news earlier today? Even though Caleb Williams says that he wants to play, he will not be available. And it's not just him. Head coach of the Chicago Bears, Matt Eberflus, he spoke to the media, and he dropped the news.
Big news for today. Starters are not playing in the Hall of Fame game. We feel really good where they are right now in terms of the pads practices we had. We've had three so far, and then we have another one tomorrow. And have a lot of good work, ones-on-ones, twos-on-twos, and a lot of good situations. We got a head start there because we are in the Hall of Fame game, which I think is very fortunate for us this year.
Well, they do have a head start. Texans, Bears, that'll be on Thursday. 10 days from Thursday, the Bears are going to take on the Bills. 7 days after that, on August 17th, the Bengals will take on the Bears. And I will assume that this will just be a complete throwaway game for everybody involved. The Bears are going to take on the Chiefs on August 22nd. And so if I want to get some NFL run, if Hickey wants to get some NFL run, our best bet will probably be to show up on August 22nd. And maybe, just maybe, I think one of the two of us, or maybe both of us, can get into the game, Hickey. What do you say?
Oh, I'm in. I like that.
Yeah, I think both of us can show up for that one. So, look, we're not going to go the entire preseason and not get Caleb Williams. I don't think anybody is looking at this guy as the secret weapon or weapon X, but they're going to take their time with him. I'm totally not surprised that he will not participate in Thursday's game. I'm not shocked that none of the starters are going to play. Our best bet will probably be the next game, the Bears and the Bills, and then a little bit of the Bengals and the Bears, and then we probably won't see any starters at all against the Chiefs, unless they want to throw him out there for, damn it, I don't know, a series, a quarter? Typically, these preseason games have just become a waste of time. There's a real reason why the NFL has taken the approach of, well, let's just utilize three games. Let's chop a game off and add a real game in the regular season. Boom, 18 games. So I think we'll see Caleb Williams probably 2 to 3 games. Not full games either. I think we know that for sure. Speaking of disappointed, there's an NFL player who is kind of ticked off. And I get it. If you need your money, you need your money. But I don't think this guy has too much of a justification outside of kicking and screaming, especially in an NFL where it's, what have you done for me lately? Matthew Judon signed a contract in 2021 with the New England Patriots. 4 years, almost $60 million. This is the final year of his contract. I don't give a damn how many Pro Bowls he's been to, four of them. He's in the final year of his deal. He's going to make about $7 million. He only played in 4 games last year. He tore his bicep. He's 31 years old. He's playing on a bum-ass team. And he thinks that's all the reason in the world to pay him his money and extend his deal. He's been sitting out of practice. He's not warming up. He was getting into it with the new head coach, Gerard Mayo, yesterday. He's sitting around on podcasts complaining about his deal. Listen to him on the Shut Up Mark podcast.
I love football. I don't love the business of football. Like I said, like, I don't want to be the villain. I don't want to be the bad guy, but it's like, shoot, bro. Like, help me out. We got the most cap in the league right now, bro. Like, what the? And then with that, like, they don't even get the money. So what the hell are y'all doing with it? Like, y'all literally just not using it.
What is this, a charity? I thought you got to go out there and earn your money. Why in the hell would the New England Patriots extend this guy, a man who played 4 games last season, who's getting older? They should just give him money because they got a lot of cap space. What about the next few years? What about a team that's garbage and you sign with this team? Like post Tom Brady. And now you want money? I get it. Everybody wants to be paid. Who doesn't want more money? Oh, what, the Dalai Lama? Is he the only person who doesn't want money? And even him, I'm sure he got tons of it somewhere, somehow. But anyway, Matthew Judon, you and Brandon Ayuk need to start a support group, because I've never seen a group of players with no leverage who wanted to complain about their contractual status when they don't got a leg to stand on. How about you show up to work this year and actually prove that you can stay healthy and not tear your other bicep? I don't know, maybe go out there and get another 12 or 15 sacks for a team that's going nowhere. Yeah, they got a lot of money because they're bad. They don't need to give money away to an aging player. Get over yourself, man. Come on. Stop sitting on podcasts complaining. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, no complaints. We're going to elevate. We're going to show love to Team USA. Oh, they're doing great out at the Olympics. Not the 3-on-3 basketball, though. I'll explain.